The Grangers drove Harry, Hermione, Hedwig, and their trunks to the King's Cross station. Miss Granger kissed the top of Hermione's head, while Mr. Granger mussed Harry's mop of dark. While Mr. Granger mussed Harry's mop of dark hair affectionately, and then they swapped children and repeated the treatment. Hermione pushed her hair back out of her face and marched them all to platform 9 3/4, the entrance mechanism of which she had read. Before you go, Miss Granger said, let's buy you some sandwiches. I don't know what sort of food they'll have past that. There's a trolley, Hermione said, but her parents dragged them off to a snack kiosk anyway, Harry happily in tow. As they were on Hermione's tight schedule, there were plenty of compartments open, and they took one all to themselves. Well, to themselves, Hedwig and Hermione's books, which took up 2 seats. Harry would wheedle Hagrid into taking him to Diagon Alley for Christmas shopping that year, where he would get Hermione a carry-all bag for her small personal library. Hermione took a long preparatory breath while Harry unwrapped his sandwich. Harry, what if I go and sit down under the hat and I... What if I go sit down... What if I go and sit down under the hat and I just sit and sit there? And then it says I'm not a witch at all. And then it says I'm not a witch at all, Hermione said, the words getting more squashed together and higher pitched as she went. I'm not magic. I just got confused, and they send me home. Harry, I don't want to be a dentist. Other people's mouths are disgusting. You're not going to get kicked out, Harry said, chewing amiably on his sandwich. It was not good, but the Dursleys hadn't bothered with any breakfast for him, and he hadn't wanted to bother the Grangers about it either. It was a bit dry on the way down, but it settled warmly in his stomach. But it settled warmly in his belly. Way to just, like, change words there, Lindsay. But what if I do? I'll stage a protest, said Harry. Refuse to do my homework till they reinstate you. You're not going to do your homework anyway. See how dedicated I am to you? She made a dismissive little noise at him, wriggling her hands in her lap. Hermione, he said, and she lifted her bush of hair to look at him. You're the most magical person I know. It's gonna be all right. She gave a long, slow blink, but whatever she might have said was interrupted by an uneven knock at the door. Says the pudgy boy standing there. I've lost my toad. Hermione leapt to her feet. Where did you see him last? Harry followed in the wake of her forward charge, but he brought the rest of the sandwich with him.